here's a story from The World.
In Brazil, soccer is, to put it mildly, a national obsession. For many Brazilians, though, this year's World Cup feels different, coming as it does on the heels of a contentious national election. President Jair Bolsonaro, who narrowly lost his re-election bid a few weeks ago, had made the iconic yellow soccer jersey a symbol of his campaign. The result? Many Brazilians are having a hard time getting behind the national team. Michael Fox reports in Sao Paulo.
Bolsonaro rallies are a sea of yellow and green, the national colors. Brazilian flags, the national soccer jersey. This is the uniform of choice for Bolsonaro supporters looking to show their pride in the current far-right president. These colors are a symbol of how we are defending our country, a Bolsonaro supporter wearing a Brazilian soccer jersey told me outside of a polling station in October. We have a candidate who defends our country, defends the homeland and family, and the other candidate doesn't. Bolsonaro's embrace of the country's colors has divided Brazil. Gustavo Turk is a journalist in Porto Alegre. There has been a kidnapping of the flag and the shirt. Literally, there has been a kidnapping of these symbols by this political sect, he says. It has had a profound impact on the way Brazilians see their national imagery. My daughter is 9. It's her second World Cup, he says. But today, she sees the flag or the Brazilian soccer jersey, and she immediately identifies it with Bolsonaro. That is by design. Bolsonaro is not the first Brazilian leader to appropriate the country's symbols.
Atenção, Brasil! As tropas!
Brazil's military dictatorship of the 1960s and 70s strategically used the flag and the Brazilian soccer jersey to generate unity around the regime. Carolina Botelho is a political scientist at the University of São Paulo. The Brazilian military used these symbols as a way of showing patriotism, and the people who were against this were seen as enemies of the state, she says. Bolsonaro has long praised the military dictatorship and even called for its return. And that has led many of his opponents to reject the flag, the colors, and the national soccer jersey. But the re-election of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in late October could change that. This shirt is ours, an ecstatic Lula supporter told me in Sao Paulo on election night. He wore a Brazilian soccer jersey bearing Lula's image. It's the shirt of Brazil and the Brazilian people, he said. It's Lula.
Meus amigos e minhas amigas, o Brasil está completando 200 anos de...
During the campaign, Lula said the yellow and green should represent all Brazilians, not just one group. Marcelo Igiarchi is a blogger and an avid soccer fan who says he hasn't worn the national jersey for years because of what it's come to represent. Happily, since Lula won, we'll be able to use it again. People already are, he says. But it's a process. It won't be immediate. Sports historian Carolina Fernandes da Silva says the World Cup could help. It could get others to use the colors, but the election is still very recent, she says, as are the illegal protests of Bolsonaro supporters calling for military intervention and trying to undermine the vote. Brazil's top player Neymar also did not help. He avidly backed Bolsonaro for the presidency this year. Just ahead of the first round vote, this video went viral over social media. It shows him dancing to one of Bolsonaro's campaign songs. But some Lula supporters can see beyond that. Alex Brazil is a doctor who attended a Lula rally in late October with a green Brazilian flag draped over his shoulders.
A bandeira é símbolo nacional, e ela não representa nenhum partido.
The flag is a national symbol. It doesn't represent one party. It represents us all, regardless of political party or ideology, he said. So taking back the flag is to rescue Brazil. It's to rescue our democracy. Lula's election just ahead of the World Cup has opened a window where we will likely see more Brazilians embracing the national jersey than at any time in recent years. But the emotions around Brazil's iconic shirt will continue to be complicated. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.